Good morning. So I am going to be presenting a cost-effectiveness analysis of the Safe Environment for Every Kid, or SEEK program. And I'd actually like to acknowledge my co-authors, Howard Dubowitz, Joshua Semyatin, and Larry Magder from University of Maryland, and Kevin Frick from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. And I have nothing to disclose. A little bit on the background of the SEEK project. It is a primary care-based prevention program aimed at preventing maltreatment. It consists of several components. First is training of healthcare professionals to address psychosocial risk factors for maltreatment, and these include intimate partner violence, maternal depression, substance abuse, and parenting stress. It also includes screening parents for psychosocial risk factors at well-child visits. There is an assessment of any problems that are identified, and then it includes intervention and or referral by the primary care provider. There have been a couple evaluations of the SEEK project. It's been instituted in two different settings. The first was an inner city resident clinic. And in this evaluation, which was a randomized controlled trial, it reduced the incidence of child abuse by Child Protective Services report. It led to fewer parent reports of harsh punishment and led to fewer episodes of medical neglect. The project was replicated using community pediatric practices, and we found that there was, in those practices that initiated the SEEK project, there was less psychological aggression by those parents and fewer instances of physical assault. And just a brief review of cost analysis methods. Cost effectiveness is determination of the cost of a program per event prevented. So it compares dollars to dollars. And so often it's comparing the cost of a program versus the cost of event, so disease or injury, et cetera. Cost benefit is actually measuring all of the benefits, both monetary and non-monetary, and often long and short term. And this is often presented as a cost per quality adjusted life year. So the objectives of our project were, first of all, to determine the overall cost of implementation of the SEEK program, to determine the cost of implementation per child, and finally to determine the cost per case of child maltreatment prevented. So the methods of the SEEK project itself, and this project is a cost-effectiveness analysis of the project in the community pediatric practices. So there were 18 primary care practices, and they were randomized to either SEEK or control. SEEK received the enhanced care that I described previously. The controls received routine care. And a subset of families from each of these practices were recruited for evaluation of the SEEK intervention. At 12 months following recruitment of these families, we did obtain measures of psychological aggression and physical assault using the parent-child conflict tactic scale. And we adjusted these rates for maternal age, race, income, marital status, and education. We measured a number of costs involved with the project. First of all, salaries for SEEK team members. Second, we looked at healthcare provider time. So that included time for training, time for booster sessions, which we conducted every 6 months. However, we did not include the additional time spent with families because we measured that and we found that actually the providers didn't spend any additional time with families in conducting the SEEK intervention. And the third cost we measured was for the development and distribution of the SEEK materials. We also measured the cost of maltreatment, and we did that using a couple different data sources. We used published data from the Children's Safety Network to identify the costs of maltreatment. And we used data from the National Center on the National Child Abuse and Neglect Data System for determining incidence of maltreatment data. And we focused our results on lifetime medical and mental health costs to give a very conservative estimate. So we did not include health-related quality of life costs, social service costs, future earnings. We did not consider those in the final model. So this slide shows the cost of maltreatment, and we calculated the cost per child using the total cost, and as I mentioned before, those were just the costs for medical care and mental health care for the various types of maltreatment, so physical abuse and mental injury, and we divided that by the number of children who suffered physical abuse or mental injury, or the combination of those two, over a year, and those data are from NCANS. And so for our subsequent analyses, we're going to use the combined cost of $14,529. So this slide shows the estimated costs for the SEEK project, and it occurred over 2.5 years. And as you can see, most of the costs were minimal. The highest cost was for the social worker and who earned about $80,000 a year. And so our total costs were $451,352. So again, our costs were about $451,000, and we estimated that the range was somewhere in the $338,000 to $564,000 using a plus minus 25% range. There were a total of approximately 88,200 children in the 18 practices. And so we were able to estimate that it costs only $5.12 per child to implement the SEEK program. Then what we did was we had to project the number of cases of maltreatment and determine how effective SEEK was in reducing the numbers of maltreated children. And remember that we were evaluating this program by recruiting only a subset of families in each of these practices. So what we did was we determined the prevalence of maltreatment among the families that we recruited. We then extrapolated those numbers to the full practice. And we took an estimate. We calculated what the maltreatment rate would be if all children were exposed to the SEEK program, and the number of maltreated children if none of them were exposed to the SEEK program. And the difference was the number of cases prevented. And we calculated 95% confidence intervals, and based on that, we determined that there were approximately 1,852 cases of maltreatment prevented with a 95% confidence interval between 970 and 2734. So then we were able to calculate the cost per case of physical abuse prevented, and we determined that it costs approximately $244 per case of maltreatment prevented with a 95% confidence interval of 165 to 465. So, just to summarize, SEEK costs $244 per case prevented. And if you remember our data on the cost of maltreatment and just the medical and the mental health costs, that was approximately $14,520 with a range of somewhere around $2,000 to $21,000. And I don't show this range, but you can get a sense that it depends on how you calculate the costs. So therefore, we determined that SEEK was actually cost-saving. And we didn't conduct a cost-benefit analysis because it didn't make sense to do that based on the fact that we're actually saving money by instituting the SEEK program. Some of the assumptions that we made in this analysis were, first of all, that the rates of maltreatment in SEEK and control were actually equal at baseline. We had some difficulty in getting baseline measures because we were recruiting families over time, and SEEK was instituted at one point in time in the practice. But we have some data looking at families who were recruited prior to the start of the project showing that they were similar at baseline. We also assumed that the differences in child maltreatment over the, actually that should be 12 months of the project, represent differences over a lifetime. And the third assumption was that the total cost of physical abuse and psychological aggression would be equal to the sum of the cost of physical abuse and the sum of psychological aggression. Some of the strengths of our research were, first of all, we, as I mentioned before, we made very conservative estimates of child maltreatment costs. We only included the medical and mental health costs. We weren't including the indirect costs, like lost wages over time. We weren't including the cost to child protective services. The SEEK intervention does have very low implementation costs. And another strength was that, on average, the intervention didn't require more time with patients compared to standard care. And that may be because it involved a screening questionnaire that parents completed before they came into the office. So in conclusion, implementation of SEEK in primary care pediatric practices has the potential to prevent child maltreatment and also to reduce healthcare costs. And I will stop there and take questions. Thank you.